This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Washington today, the Senate will vote on a bill to extend long-term unemployment benefits for 1.7 million Americans. The proposal would exclude one group, people making incomes of over $1 million. But before you start hearing very small violins playing, Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has some nuance.
If you're a millionaire, maybe you don't need a safety net funded by taxpayers. So says Michael Strain with the American Enterprise Institute.
It is the kind of thing that I think government should be doing more of, which is saying who really needs that safety net and who doesn't.
But would the exclusion save the government money?
The millionaire's exclusion is a solution in search of a problem.
Judy Conte with the National Employment Law Project says in 2009, millionaires collected $20 million in unemployment benefits.
That was only 0.18% of the total outlay of unemployment benefits for that entire year.
Rich Hobby with the National Association of State Workforce Agencies says states would have to set up new systems to measure income.
There is an associated cost, and they wouldn't get additional money to administer this test.
So states would be forced to spend scarce resources in order to deny benefits to millionaires. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.